Good morning. It is 10:49 a.m. on Friday, March the 18th. Yeah, yesterday was St. Paddy's Day. March the 18th, 2022. A lot of traffic here this morning. Probably because there's road construction, and so there's detours everywhere. And a lot of detours are pointing people into the neighborhood, and so cars are getting lost and turned around and forget where they're going. And there it goes. Anyway. So, yeah, I don't know, the 18th. When did I talk to you last? The 7th? Something like that. It probably doesn't look it from the outside. If all you're going by is what you see in terms of what I post and when I post and when I walk and if I walk, it probably doesn't look like it, but I'm actually making progress. The days are not escaping me quite as quickly or as completely as they were. And so, while I could beat myself up on not doing better than I am, the answer is I'm doing better than I was. And so I'll take the positive message and try to build on it rather than take the negative message and try to live with it. Trying to talk over all this traffic is kind of annoying. Speaking of annoying, my earbuds. I have a pair of Bose Sport something earbuds. There's a wire that runs between them. It keeps them hanging around my neck when I'm not wearing them in my ears. Sound Sport, I guess that's what they're called. And I really like the sound, except that for the last, I don't know, the last three or four, I want to say weeks, but it's probably been months, the left earbud has been slowly fading out. And I don't know if it's some flaw in the bud. If the wire between the two of them has become worn, frayed, and coming disconnected, or has come disconnected, because I noticed this morning it's completely out. Garbage truck. 15-person van. Dodge Caravan. Jeez. Yes, it's because the intersection is dug up. All this traffic is coming in because the intersection is dug up. Let me get around this corner, and I suspect a lot of the traffic will go away. Oh, my hands are cold. Jeez. It's not that cold out. It's like 40, 42. I'm wearing my hoodie and my rain shell. I asked for a new windbreaker for Christmas. And bonus points if it was waterproof. And my wife got me a really nice windbreaker rain shell. And it does a really good job with the wind. I haven't tried it yet in the rain. I intend to. My intent is to walk more days when the weather is less than ideal, because there are going to be more days where the weather is less than ideal. So I want to be aware of that and try to make up for the months that I have not walked. Try to get back into the swing. Try to get my mood back under control. My mental state managed. It all goes back to having my therapist retire last October. And everything seems to have gone to hell since then. And I'm not sure how much of it is coincidence, how much of it is just backlash from not having that one day a month when I go in and sit down and have a little check-in with myself as much as with her. I keep trying to journal. I keep journaling. I'm still reading the Daily Stoic, and he's big on journaling. And one of the big things about journaling is it's not just a rote. Well, I don't know what it's supposed to be. Whatever you want, I guess. But I don't seem to be able to do it with any degree of regularity. Come on. Get out of the way. And I stepped out into the street and there was a car coming. Then they stopped and then they wouldn't go. And it's like, oh, come on, get out of the way. You're holding up traffic. I'm not. Go. Get. Scoot. Anyway, So I haven't been able to do it with any degree of regularity. I haven't been able to do it in any meaningful way. And I suspect part of it is, for 12, 13 years, this morning walk has been sort of my journal. I don't review it. I don't even listen to it. But it's an opportunity for me to come and just talk through things. And for some reason, people listen once in a while. So I have had a couple of good days of writing. Not great days, but... Well, okay, not good days either, but days of writing. I have moved the wizard's cat along slightly. There's stuff happening in this story that I haven't really been able to get my... Apparently, haven't been able to get my head around, because it feels like I'm pushing a rock uphill. And that's never a good sign. I sneezed. Bless me. Oh, excuse me. That's never a good sign. And part of it is, I know there are pieces that are missing, and I don't know where they go. I don't know how to put them in. I don't know what they look like. And I don't have a feel for how to make it happen, which is unusual. Usually I have at least something to go on. And right now all I have to go on is... Well, I think it should go this way. And clearly I'm wrong. Clearly I'm wrong. Just saying, clearly I'm wrong. Because if it was supposed to go that way, then writing it that way wouldn't be that big a deal. It doesn't help that these lymph nodes on the side of my neck are big again. Or have grown larger. They were always large. Doctors didn't know what was going on. They're larger now. Some of them are extremely large. So, I've got medical issues. I've got a CT scan of my neck next week. I've got a follow-up meeting with my doctor next week. I've got an ultrasound biopsy in 2 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen. They didn't know what was wrong with them before. I don't know if they're going to be any more or less certain about what's happening to them now, other than, yeah, those are really big. They're really hard. I talked to the ENT guy a couple weeks ago, and I told him about the biopsy. Coming up on a Get Ready, Stay With Me monk post. And how they really, even with the big core sampler, really only managed to chip out a few pieces of rock to get the biopsy report that they got, which was inconclusive for pretty much everything. I was grateful that it wasn't anything they were interested in, because being interesting to a doctor is not something, it's not a goal I aspire to. It's a goal I'd like to avoid. An outcome I'd like to avoid. We'll see. I don't know. It is what it is. That's probably the beginning of a long and nasty procedure, which will ultimately culminate in my demise. But the reality is that ultimately is carrying a lot of freight, because ultimately my demise is a given, as is everyone's. A lot of little white feathers along the side here. We'll see. It's sometimes hard to remember that in a few months, in October, I'm going to be 70 years old. Do I feel 70 years old? I don't know. I don't know what 70 years old feels like. I watched a person I would characterize as a dapper little old man. The checkout line at the grocery store the other day. He was so proud of himself because it was his birthday. I think I told you this. Anyway, I thought he was a little old man. He's actually 5 years younger than I am, 4 years younger than I am. I wonder if people look at me and think, oh, there's a little old man. I am a little old man. I'm actually shrinking already. My medical records show that I'm only 5'7" now instead of 5'8.5". So I am shrinking. However, whatever thing it is that causes old people to shrink, I am shrinking. I am becoming smaller. I like to think I'm not becoming lesser. although it's probably hard to tell. Lady walking a couple of big dogs here. So I may have to buy a new pair of headphones, a new pair of earbuds, so I can listen to some tunes.
Hi there.
Good morning. A couple of happy dogs. Big black dogs. Tongues hanging out. Because I really like the wireless. The microphone I have to kind of have to wire just because it's the only way I can really get a good connection. But getting a new pair of wireless earbuds, yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that. I've been putting it off because I really don't listen to the earbuds that much. And part of the reason is I don't listen to the earbuds that much because they don't work right, I think. Anyway. Yeah, I'm old. The days ahead are fewer than the days behind. I think my goal is to make the most of them. Because why wouldn't I? So I do have to get this book done. I want to get the first draft at least done by the end of the month of The Cat. So I'll have four books in second draft mode. I could get The Cat pushed forward. I get The Cat over to Podium so that they can get recording. I got to get it to Karen so she can do the editing. I probably need to get in touch with her. Once I have the first draft done, I know how many words it's going to be. I'll get in touch with her and see what I can do to get on her calendar. But that'll give me time to get a second draft out, find some beta readers who want to read it, disappoint 10 times more beta readers who won't get to read it. Building something over here. I got big chain link fence up. I suppose it's going to be multi-family dwelling. I wonder if that means I will start getting more solicitations from real estate agents wanting to buy my house. Or fewer. I would take fewer. Fewer would be good. More would be ridiculous. We have a buyer for your home. That's good, but you don't have a seller. That's your problem. God, the sun is moving right now. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. That probably should be telling me something. That probably should be letting me know something about my current state. Part of it is, before we moved out here 27, almost 28 years ago, I moved about every Before I moved to Buffalo, I moved about every 18 months. And we haven't moved here. Once we moved to Buffalo, it was 5 years in Buffalo. I think we might have been 5 years in our first little house in Lisbon. But I'm out of practice. And I'm lazy. I'm old, I'm tired, I don't want to deal with it. Guy's sitting on his porch over there. He's got no shirt on, he's got his arms up, his elbows, wrist on arms his chair, so his underarms will be exposed to the sun. It's an interesting pose. Oh, 11-11, make a wish. Because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.